Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Who bringing us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's Roger Daltrey on the vocals there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rob Levin, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Rob, tell us about your company.
Well, I mentioned a little bit about RSL Media, another company. Probably got to update the bio that I think I spoke about last time.
Yep.
Is Work Better Now. Mm-hmm. WorkBetterNow.com. We
Your
provide virtual
administrative assistant business.
To, yeah, which is doing amazing, amazing. And we have huge plans for it next year. And, you know, the whole premise of that business is quite simple. It's as business owners, with the way things are changing these days, customer expectations. I heard you talking about that on the last segment. And customer expectations, employee expectations, technology, marketing. You know, as a business owner, you need to be spending time on high-valued activities. And we came up with a model where we can provide you a virtual assistant to take off the low-valued activities off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So you can focus on those high-valued activities, and it's a very affordable model.
And the main thing is, the reason why I'm excited about what you're doing, I think you're onto something, is because more small business owners, and I've been beating this drum for 20 years, every small business owner has to fire themselves from things, from jobs that they don't have to do anymore, that somebody else can do, and promote themselves to jobs that nobody else can do. And you cannot grow your business. You cannot sustain your business. Even if you don't grow, even if you're growing slowly, you can't sustain your business because Rob, as we know, in 2021, with basically all new expectations by your customers on so many levels, somebody's got to start paying attention to these things. So let's come back to cross-selling, though, because this is a really important topic. A lot of businesses, Rob, are doing okay. Many of them aren't, but there's a lot of businesses, our polling shows, over half of small businesses are doing okay. And they're covering their nut, they're doing enough business to stay afloat, but they'd like to have some gravy in 2021. And the way you get gravy, one of the ways you get gravy is to cross-sell. And we just talked about how to do that in the previous segment, but more analog. Now let's talk about cross-selling in the digital world with e-commerce. How do you do that, Rob?
Well, first of all, let's take another step back, Jim. It's always easier to sell more to an existing client than to a new
client.
That's
right. That's right. And cheaper. And more
really,
profitable.
Really important. That's right. And it's more profitable because it doesn't cost you all the marketing expense to reach a new client. So with that said, we talked about how you're in the mission of helping, right? So, again, what I'm going to talk about is probably not what people are expecting, but my other business, RSL Media, we primarily provide content to companies to help them sell more stuff. And content is something that small businesses should be doing a lot more of. So you remember I said at the beginning, your mission is to help a business. So have you ever heard of a guy named Marcus Sheridan, Sales Lion?
Yes.
Okay. So Marcus Sheridan, brilliant, brilliant marketer. Marcus Sheridan owned a pool company, okay? And he was almost out of business. This goes back a few years. And he decided to just take every question that everybody ever asked him and answer it and put all that information on his website. And to make a long story short, his business exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded in a recession, by the way, right? Because he said, I just don't build pools for people. I help people with all things that they can ever imagine related to their pool.
Including
by the
owning,
way,
you're going to help them not only buy a pool, but how to own it, how to deal with it, how to take care of it.
How to think about which pool to buy, all of that stuff.
After the sale, people are thinking, this is him after the sale. Go ahead.
So when going back to cross-selling, first thing, and here's an easy way to get started. Think about a product, your most popular product or service, okay? Now think about another product or service that you also have that pairs very well with it, okay? If you are a B2C player and, I'll give you a great example. My landscaper provides snow plowing services, okay? But you know what? I'm a new customer. I didn't even know about it. Mm-hmm. I actually had to call him to find out. Mm-hmm. And had I not called, I would have assumed he didn't do it.
And you would have, right? Got somebody else.
What he should have done is, number one, he should have had an email that goes out to clients at least once a month with all sorts of information. It could mm-hmm. be information about landscaping, grass, you know, this, that, et cetera. But in there, he could have very simply mentioned, hey, winter's coming up. We do snow removal, snow plowing, whatever it is, right? Very, very, very simple. The important part here is you need to have a communication channel that you own. So now, I'm not talking about your Facebook page, which is important. I'm talking about an email, which means you need to have the emails of your customers.
Yep.
Now you have a way to communicate them. And by the way, it's not just email anymore. Text, SMS.
And back to your original point, Rob, what better way to get that across than to put up a little video of you helping people, in your case, in your example, a little video of him showing him blowing snow for somebody. He didn't have to say, hey, Rob, right. You know I blow snow now? All he had to do is put up a video showing how he did it for somebody. That you get the message. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with our good friend Rob Levin. Right after the break, stay with us. And we are airplanes
today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.